no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Well, it's perfectly simple. You just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
And here is the Reach Radio Show. This is the place where the coolest real estate professionals gather for the best real estate news and money-saving tips, along with the latest home buying facts and community event information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. Well, good afternoon. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and our show producer, Rick Snyder. Reach counselors have officially declared today's real estate market is recovering in your favor. Are you ready to become a homeowner? Call the good folks at Reach right now and let them know you're looking for a place to call home. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets the job done. Or you may check out the website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number for housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, we are here. Computer owners and enthusiasts, stand by. We have some information for you that will help your computer run a little smoother. You think hackers are the problem? Wait until you hear what we have to say about personal computer security. Then we get on the level with Charlie White. He hails from the Boynton Beach Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse, and he's here to tell us how to stage the inside of your home and put your mind at ease with some security ideas. Charlie White coming right up. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and a special story about a lawsuit involving witchcraft. Bewitched, bewandered, bewildered, and whatever else comes in there. Then, after that, Hammer the Scammer segment. Rick Snyder has some marathon scammers coming up. They're running scams on runners, and that's coming right up. And then in our house segment, Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is here with a message for emathophobiacs. In 35 minutes, the dust will be flying all over our house. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week has a special message for homebuyers. Pat Tracy and Associates has bundled some home buying packages, including down payment and mortgage assistance programs, so stay tuned for that. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And here with the latest headlines is Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir. Steady employment and economic growth, also pent-up demand and affordable prices and attractive mortgage rates will keep the housing market on a gradual upward trend in 2016. This according to speakers at the National Association of Home Builders Fall Construction Forecast Webinar. Rents skyrocketed in 2014, and a lot of analysts didn't think those escalating costs could continue, but guess what? They were wrong. Rising rents have yet to slow this year. In fact, rents have gotten even higher. We'll examine what's causing that and what you can do about it. Bucking a national trend, South Florida houses are adding value faster than condos. Nationally, condos appreciated about 5.7% in the past year compared to 3% for houses. Florida has flipped that. Add insurance savings in Florida when customers buy car and homeowners insurance from the same provider saw the second highest growth in the nation year over year. This according to a report that was released on Thursday from insurancequote.com. And we have a couple of Halloween stories for you. One about a Salem witch who is being harassed by a warlock. And we're also going to talk about the most popular Halloween costumes this year. Those stories and more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
All right. I'm not going to have to bite your neck, am I?
Blah.
Oh, it's Halloween! It's Halloween! When we return, if your computer isn't doing what it's supposed to do, our first segment has something to say about that. And if your computer has come down with a virus, our computer doctors will administrate the hard drive flu shot of brotherly love. And that'll be a bell ringer.
Ain't got no hope. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and housing heavy, letting you in on a Reach Radio special. Are you fed up with renting, considering home ownership? Well, if that's your passion, you need to know about Reach's first-time home buyers workshop. This workshop is the one that gets the job done, and it'll also set you up with government financing, down payment assistance, and many other home financing options. When you complete this 6-hour class, you will be officially a HUD-qualified recipient, ready to receive all government benefits. That's what we do at Reach, of course. During this holiday season, there is still a way for you to qualify. They don't have any classes coming up for November, right, Steve? Nothing in November?
No, there are no classes coming up over the holidays. People have a tendency to have erratic schedules, so here's what we've done. If you go to our website at Reach, the number 4, housing.org, reachforhousing.org, you can take the first-time homebuyers class online at your leisure.
And when you get there, there's a programs tab on the menu bar. And you just click on that, a drop menu comes down, and you select first-time home buyer button. And when the page loads, you will see a blue box near the bottom of the screen with a blinking message that says click here, and you can take that course online. Now, there is a $125 fee for that online course, or you may register for the next class coming up in
It's not scheduled January. Yet. It'll be after the holidays.
Yeah, it'll be in January sometime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, buying homes over the holiday season, everyone says, no, nobody does that. But you know what? I read a stat somewhere. They sell a lot of homes during the holiday season. Mm-hmm. But the first-time home buyer class, that's something you should check into if you're looking to buy a home. Call the good folks at Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, and that will get you qualified and entered into the first-time home buyer workshop. Now, that's mandatory if you want to receive government assistance, and we always say this because it's true. The HUD agency considers a first-time home buyer someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 consecutive years.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
All right, our first segment hails from the land of Honolulu, where the dragons puff and computers hackers puff and write code, I guess. It's all about technology and how it may serve you or plot against you. Now, computers, I guess the generations now have been around long enough to know, oh, a computer, that's something everybody has.
Sure.
Let's go back to about 1978 when computers were first started. 1977 is when Apple incorporated.
I had a TRS Model 80.
I had one of those, too. A TRS 80 Model 1, Level 1. It was a keyboard and a monitor.
That's what it was,
And that was it. And guess what we didn't have on the TRS 80 Model 1, Level 1?
Hard drive.
A virus.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have
there
viruses.
There was nowhere to connect it to.
Exactly. It was the early days of computing when nothing was going on. And I'll tell you a little story about 1983. That was the year that we started hacking. Hmm. Actually, I was a hacker. I don't know if I'm
really?
I'm going to admit that. But back in those days, hackers didn't do anything. Matter of fact, and this might be a little hard to understand, but the hackers of the old days, when they broke into something, it was like, hey, wow, we broke into that. What are you going to do with it? Nothing. I just broke into it. Isn't that cool?
So and back then it was about basically fooling the phone company, right?
Yeah, that was it. It wasn't anything like today where they're destroying things and taking data and manipulating data and adding things and taking things out. It was a new hobby back in that era, and people were just having fun with it and not much else. So along comes Bill Gates, and he puts the Microsoft code together, and again, they're still in the this is a hobby attitude. Gates wasn't Microsoft back then wasn't a multi-million dollar corporation. It was nothing.
Yep.
It was a little office, and these guys were just having fun writing code, mm-hmm. not so much thinking about what could happen or how to do something bad, because it was a hobby. Everybody was enjoying it and everybody was having fun with it
and sharing it freely with each other.
Absolutely.
Right?
And then when the structure had to come, and I think that's when about Windows 95 or something came in, then there was a structure.
And wasn't it?
No, it was Windows
3.1. 3.1,
yeah. 3.1. That was the first Windows.
It was strictly a disk operating system. That was it.
That was it. And there was nothing to do except they had to write an infrastructure to get the computers to work and to make it easier for the users. Because I remember back in the day when we were talking about computers, everybody said, that's just a fad. That'll go away. It's never going to catch on because, and the main reason was, nobody's going to take the time to learn how to do the code and do all the things that you have to do to make the computer work. But Gates, of course, being a genius, figured out we'll just make little programs, and that's how it'll work. Then along came the mouse, and I mean, it progressed.
Mm-hmm.
And what our favorite saying is, we started off with an 8-inch floppy, if anybody remembers those. Then we went to the 5 1/4-inch floppies. Then we went to the 3 1/2-inch floppies, and now there's no floppies.
Nope.
So everything's a memory stick. So pretty soon, the memory stick will go away. I believe it's going to be a chemical solution that you put on your finger, and when you touch, all the data gets transferred.
That's pretty far out, Alan.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about today.
Where did the viruses come from?
That's what we're going to talk about, viruses.
That's
and how to get rid of those nasty things. If you're using and we're just talking Windows format. The Mac format's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Windows format, you hold down the Control-Alt-Delete keys, then a task manager will come up.
Mm-hmm.
And inside of that task manager, just take some time to look it over and read what's in there. And there's all sorts of ways to get rid of viruses and programs that you don't want or can't get out of your computer. You can just eradicate them through that particular program.
Now, rather than eradicate them, a good idea is just to stop them to see what happens before
right.
you don't delete anything. But you haven't the option to stop or disable. That's probably your better option.
Yeah, sure enough. Now, why are we talking computers and real estate? What's that got to do with anything?
Huh.
Well, every real estate agent and broker and office and everything, they do all their listings on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is done on the computer, and we're going to be talking about some computer scams in a little bit when Rick gets up here, and that's the problem.
And their targets as well. It's happened at Reach where
absolutely.
We got attacked.
Yeah. Yes, everybody becomes a target with these. So it's very, very important that you have a very strong virus protection program. But what's the best way not to get a virus? Don't go on any of the sites where you might get a virus.
Yeah, but how do you know in advance?
Well, I was just going to say porn sites are pretty you go there, you're getting a virus. I have a friend of mine who calls me up all the time. I got a virus. How do I get rid of that thing? I said, you been on the porn sites again? No!
Yeah, but without porn, what good's the internet?
Oh, God.
That's why they call it real estate. All right. Well, go
ahead. Sometimes when you click on a link in your email, you pick up a
Absolutely,
virus.
Absolutely, yeah.
I had one come up the other day. Government, send us money. We've captured your computer. Takes the whole screen and everything freezes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a tech guy who's very good. I called him up. He said, turn your computer off. Leave it off for a few seconds. When you turn it on, it'll be gone. Really? Turned it off. Waited 5 minutes. I wanted to make sure it was gone.
Sure.
And turned it back on. And there it was. It was normal. But it scares you when it comes up. And then when you read it,
mm-hmm.
of course, we're doing the scammer now.
Right.
And we are aware of such things. But when anything comes up like that that says, send us $250 and we'll release your computer, guess what? Scam. So, Steve, you
guess
said,
what? How about blackmail?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that has to be illegal.
Steve had a way with the Control-Alt-Delete to get rid of
that. Yeah, that's
program.
What we were just talking about,
yeah.
The task manager.
Yes.
You can go in there and just close the browser. That way you don't have to shut off your whole computer. But after you've done that, either with the reboot or closing it through the task manager, you want to do a complete scan of your computer to make sure that there are no residuals left in there.
Right.
And there are a couple of programs out there for free that do a pretty good job. Not a great job, but a good job for the money, which is free.
Okay.
And they are Avast, A-V-A-S-T.
.com.
Now, we're not promoting. ADP. We're not promoting these.
No, these are free. Right. So, you know, they're not paying us and we're not paying them.
All right. Now,
Avast, these are two that I have used and they both work well.
Right. And the other one was AVG. I talked over you there. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So AVG is the other. So Avast and AVG.
Yeah.
I've been using AVG for the last 5, 6, 7 years and I don't catch viruses.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course I don't go on porn sites either.
But you can also set it up to do a scan of your computer at night when you're asleep, and you never notice that it's happening, and protect yourself that way. I can't remember ever having a problem with either one of them.
Here's a question for you. Do you turn your computers off at the end when you're done using them?
No.
No, I don't either.
I don't either.
I've never turned them off. My computers have been running for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
They just stay on all the time. And I'll tell you a little secret there. These computers are made of silicone and carbon.
Mm-hmm.
And when you heat up, cool down, what happens? It's like taking a piece of thin metal. You bend it back and forth. Finally, it breaks.
Yep.
So when you're heating up the computer and then, excuse me, you turn it off and then you heat it up and turn it off, you're doing the same thing.
And you're using a lot more electricity.
Exactly.
Kind of like when you're sitting in your car, it's usually for a short amount of time better to leave it running than it is to turn it off and start it again and turn it off and start it again.
Yeah. All right. Any other questions about computers, guys? Let me show you how to hack into the MLS.
How did they get so ridiculously cheap? That's my question.
They're made out of silicone and carbon.
You were talking about the TRS-80 Model 1.
Right. Yep.
And I'm not sure, but I think I paid about $2,100 for that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you, here's a little story that Radio Shack pulled on us. This was back in the day, 81, I think, somewhere. And when there was no modems.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have them. Everything had to be done with a cup that you put the phone receiver into.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
But anyway, Radio Shack came out and said, hey, modems, $99. I went, wow, $99 for a modem. I have to go get that. So I went out and I bought it, and I took it home, and I looked at the computer, and I said, yeah, okay, well, where do I plug this modem into? So I went back to the Radio Shack, and I said, hey, where do I plug this in? Oh, you need the expansion interface.
Oh, yes.
That's $599, and the card goes right here.
Yep.
So explain, Alan,
a modem. I mean, we've heard it. I'm not a computer expert.
Oh.
I know that you need one, but what is it?
That's a modulating, demodulating device that turns your analog data into digital data.
Easy for you to say.
Well, hey, you didn't want to get technical. I didn't want to go there.
So it's not unlike what people's radios are doing right now.
Receiving.
Our voices go into the microphones. They
yep.
turn into a digital stream.
Yeah.
They're modulated, and then when they get to the radio, they're demodulated.
I'm going to ask Steve questions from now on.
Well, we're going to demodulate right into a break because we have to take one. Okay. When we return, Charlie White has the latest information about how to stage the inside of your home, which may increase your asking price. Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse of Boynton Beach is ready to help. Charlie will be right with us. Don't go back.
Ain't got no home. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know later on.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know later on. Ooh.
It's Halloween.
What a day to be doing the show, Halloween. Anybody go to Halloween parties last night?
No.
Yeah, well,
tonight.
I did.
Tonight.
I had a heck of a party last night. That's why I was dragging it in here this morning. Halloween. What are we going to do? All right, what we're trying to do is get a hold of Charlie White. He's out on the road today, and we're having a little problem getting connected with him. So he was going to talk about staging your home. Now, what the heck? Do I have to buy a stagecoach or something?
No.
It's not that. Not that kind of stage.
Selling your home,
yeah.
So that when people come in, they go, "Wow, this is great!
Yeah.
I love this." Mm-hmm. How do you do it? You're living in the home. You say, "Wow, I love this house," but not everybody that walks through the door is going to love it. The first thing to me is make the room bigger.
Yeah.
Rule number one, less is more.
Less is more.
Take all your stuff, put it in storage.
Yep.
Especially things like pictures that your kids drew that are on the refrigerator.
and pictures of yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. You need to make it as neutral as you can.
Yep.
Because who knows who's looking.
Yep. Think so, hotel room.
Yeah. Even they have funky pictures in hotel
And moving stuff out, you don't have to move the walls. The room gets bigger.
Absolutely.
The less you have in it. And make it clean.
No problem.
Make it look clean, smell clean, and make it inviting.
Yeah. You know, I read in one of the real estate circulars that if you bake, like, cookies or a pumpkin pie or something like that, it feels like home when people walk
in the house
door.
Smells when you
come.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have a spray for that. It's Christmas tree spray.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when they come in. Hey, it works in the car, too.
How about painting? Paint right away?
Neutral colors.
But, I mean, for example, if you've lived in the house 8-9 years, and I noticed this the other day.
Time to paint.
Around the light switches, where you touch everything, suddenly you have a different shade of color around some of those light switches. Picks up dirt, picks up grease off your hand, the oil off your hand. Clean it, at the very least.
I hack into my light switches.
I'm sure you do.
They turn on.
Here's another idea. Those things cost about $2.
Right.
Take them all out.
The switch plates.
Yeah. And replace all the switch plates.
That's a great idea.
Sure. And here's another. Charlie was telling me this prior to the show there. Sometimes it's good just to go down to if you got some ratty furniture, throw it out, because you're going to be throwing it out when
you
move anyway.
Yeah.
Go to the rental center. And just rent some furniture.
New stuff.
New stuff. And now when people come in, they see a nice-looking home. They see nice furniture. And, again, it's all about the asking price of your home.
I have to admit, though, the houses that I had bought, none of them were staged. They were empty. And I wondered if there really is that much of a benefit to staging a house.
Well, you don't want to empty the house.
Because, like the place that I'm in now, it was empty when I walked in and spotlessly clean. And I walked
freshly
in there.
Freshly painted?
And it looked, it looked huge.
Yes.
Right. Now that we have all of our crap in there, it's pretty small. Right. But when we walk in, it looked huge.
However, if you're living in the house that you're selling, you can't exactly empty it out.
Yeah.
But minimalize it so that it looks
like a hotel room.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, here's a question for you.
Okay.
If you have a big spot on the carpet,
yes.
Do you put a throw rug down on
Absolutely.
Top of that?
Yeah.
Is that a little deceptive?
A little, but so what? You've got to be careful.
Oh.
You have to be careful. Depends on how big the spot is. Depends on how the throw rug looks after you throw it.
Is that a rug that you're going to leave?
Perhaps. Perhaps. How about the kitchen? You want to make that look functional and clean. Clean is really important, too. And again, not really overcrowded.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nothing more beautiful than a man in his kitchen.
And how about outdoors? Yes.
Did I say
outside?
That?
Yes,
we did. We did staging outside last week.
That's right.
Where was I?
You were on vacation.
Not last week.
Somebody who looked like you was sitting there.
I know. I remember.
All right. You know what we say?
What do we say?
Head on over to the Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse there in Boynton Beach and ask for Charlie. His number is direct line in the store, 561-733-1397. Give him a call and he'll help you out with anything you may need. All right, we are about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show directly after the news. Hammer the Scammer. Rick Snyder has a running list of runner scams.
Yep.
So catch your breath and get your hammer ready. Then Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is here today with a message for those sneezing emethophobiacs. Well, we're dusting off the filters. Our house, just a few moments away. You'll find out what an emathophobiac is. And Reach Radio Spotlight of the Home, the Spotlight Home of the Week. Oh, man, we'll get that out. As a special bundle just for first-time home buyers. And if you want to know what a bundle is, stick around. You'll get to hear it. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with a guy who has the answer to everything. If you get the right question. It's Reach Radio's effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir. Steady employment and economic growth, also pent-up demand, affordable home prices, and good mortgage rates will keep the housing market on a gradual upturn in 2016. This according to some speakers who were at the National Association of Home Builders. However, the builders agree that there are persistent headwinds to a full recovery related to largely to a shortage of lots, the availability of labor, and the rising cost of materials. Real estate sales are heavily dependent on the job market. The good news is that total U.S. employment of 142 million is now well above the previous peak of 138 million. That was back in 2008. The one caveat, though, is that job growth has been concentrated heavily in the service sector, which tends to pay lower wages than goods-producing jobs. Meanwhile, home equity has nearly doubled since 2011, and now stands at an average of $12.5 trillion. Rents skyrocketed in 2014, and many analysts didn't think those rates would keep going up forever, but guess what? They were wrong. Rising rates have yet to slow in 2015. In fact, rents have gotten higher, and the increases likely will continue into next year. Annual rent growth in September was 5.2%. That's the highest since 2011, according to Axiometrics. They're an apartment search firm. That also marks 8 consecutive months of growth of 5% or higher. A year ago, the average rent growth was 4.1%. Apartment construction has been increasing to meet the rising demand, but some say it's still falling too short. Some studies are showing that it's more affordable to buy than to rent. But inventory constraints in the for sale market, particularly on the lower end, can keep renters renting and unable to save for a down payment because of the high cost of rent. Lately, rent gains are highest in cities with boom tech sectors, such as Seattle, Denver, Portland. Rental prices are also above average in Nashville, Tennessee, Charlotte, North Carolina, and, of course, several cities in Florida. Bucking the national trend, South Florida houses are adding value faster than South Florida condos are. Nationally, condos appreciated at 5.7%. That's about a percent more than houses. But in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade, houses are up 8.5%, edging out the condos. South Florida condo market remains hampered by strict lending requirements that call for heftier down payments than house buyers have to cough up. Nationally, though, condos are benefiting as buyers are looking for bargains. Condos increasingly represent a strong performing and often affordable choice, particularly for first-time home buyers who are interested in both homeownership and in keeping lower maintenance city-type lifestyles. This according to an economist named Svetda Gudel, who is with Zillow.
Yeah.
Say that three times real fast.
Backwards.
And insurance savings in Florida when customers buy car and homeowners insurance, like bundled, is on the increase, and the growth of savings is increasing year over year. Savings in the Sunshine State improved 65%, second only to 66% in Hawaii. Now, that growth in savings still doesn't bring Florida's insurance breaks close to the savings that are realized on a national level. People in Florida pay more for insurance, even when it's bundled. Mortgage rates mostly fell this week in anticipation of the Federal Reserve's abstaining again from increasing their rates. The benchmark 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell to 3.88% from 3.93 last month, according to Bankrate's national survey. And for Halloween, a Salem witch has won a protective court order against a warlock that she is accusing of harassing her. He just showed me a picture that made me giggle. The Boston Globe reported that a judge granted the order to witch priestess Lori Sephora, who was accusing the warlock, Christian Day, of harassing her over the phone and the internet for years. Both sides testified in court. Savora testified that Day made incessant phone calls and mocked her on Facebook. Day's lawyer says the dispute is a fallout between one-time business partners. And finally, the National Retail Federation Trade Association predicts 157 million Americans will celebrate the dark holiday this year, with adults spending, get this, $1.2 billion on their own costumes and about $970 million on their kids. It's not even counting the ever-increasing number of dressed-up and traumatized pets. As always, the most popular pop cultural figures of the year are the ones that are in demand. This year it's Star Wars and Minions and Disney's Descendants, whatever that is. For grown-ups, Star Wars, also very, very big. The super-hyped movie The Force Awakens that's coming in December can be blamed for that. And political figures are also big this year. The most popular among them is one that is called simply Loudmouth Billionaire. Who they're talking about, I have no idea.
Ted Cruz?
I don't think he has two dimes to rub together. But anyway, that's the news, such as it is.
Well, you know, we went to that Halloween party last night, and my wife and I went as Adam and Eve.
Ooh.
Yeah, we tried to stay away from the political side. The problem was the fig leaf.
I don't want to be part of this.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, just as we predicted, it's time to hammer the scammer. Because they're out there, we must be aware. This week's report is brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. We know all that. Rick Snyder?
Yes.
What do you got? Some running scams for us here?
Yes.
You mean like running as in put on your shoes and run?
Your running shoes and take off.
All right.
Fake color runs are what popular right now. Actually, the color run is
a color?
Popular.
What do you mean? What's that?
It's a 5 mile or 5 kilometer event, which onlookers shower runners with colored powder or paint.
Oh.
Inspired by a festival that takes place in India every year. And race organizers are organizing these things all over the country. All you have to do is pay a little fee to get in. A fee to get in. And the money, of course, goes to charity.
Well, that's normal, right? You pay a fee to
Correct.
Get into these things,
and
right?
And then your money goes to charities. And right now, runners have been hoodwinked into paying entry fees for events that don't exist. Or are canceled with such short notice, participants had difficulty in getting their money back. $50 is not an unusual fee to run through the color and get splattered with paint or colored sparkles. Yep. But quick checks with local police and government departments, who would have to be informed and issue permits for such events, show they know nothing about them. These are out-and-out fakes. Other times, events that do have permits are canceled on short notice. Entrance fine, there's no refund clause in the terms. They're after you everywhere you look, the scammers.
Does this happen a lot?
Yeah. Yes.
That's a new one on me.
Me too. Fortunately, we have a very excellent source of scams called scambusters.org. Contact the charity, by the way, that is allegedly sponsoring this event.
There you go.
And say, are you aware of the color run that this weekend that I just paid $50 to be in? Race attendees should be aware that not all of their registration money is going toward the charities that are being exposed to while at the race, but merely a non-disclosed portion of it. They're looking in every corner to scam you. So please be careful. Contact the charity. Contact your local government, your officials. See what's going on there. If you don't have a permit, there's not going to be an event. And make sure you read all the terms and conditions in the small print, looking out for no refund and other get-out clauses. You will sign a little agreement that says, I don't blame you if a truck runs me over, etc. Use a credit card to pay your entry fee. That doesn't guarantee you'll get your money back if it's a scam, but puts you in a stronger position if you do have to dispute
That's good. That's good advice.
Okay, so let me get this straight. These are people who are paying $50
Correct.
To run through a gauntlet of paint and powder.
Yep.
Don't you think maybe they have a judgment problem to begin with?
Sounds like fun to me, Steve. I don't know. And we just got one this morning that I think is really important. We're all getting new credit cards with a little chip in the front.
That's right.
And they're supposed to be terrific. The chip changes your data every time you use it. In other words, the strip has static data on it. It's always the same. So if you've received one of your new EMV Smart Chip credit cards, expect a scam within 10 minutes.
Well, they've been in Europe for 10 years
number
now,
of
right?
years.
So the scammers over there have already got them figured out and broken. So.
It's called an EMV card, Europay, MasterCard, and Visa. They've already been issued to a lot. Now a big push to quickly deliver the remaining plastic embedded with that chip. It's a small metallic square on the front of the card that creates a unique transaction code that cannot be used again. How do they do this? Unlike the magnetic stripe, of course, which has unchanging account details that aid the fraudsters.
Hackers. That's who does it.
Yep. Bogus emails allegedly sent by card issuers, PayPal, or other businesses that supposedly provide details about your account with more secure chip-embedded cards. It's a new incentive for old tricks to install computer malware and or fish for account information. Here's what you should know. Legitimate emails from card issuers should be short to the point notifications that your new EMV card is being mailed. Expect within 10 days is sometimes in there. They should not include links or other attachments promising details or urging action to update your account or the like. It's the calling card of scammers, okay? Mm-hmm. When they ask you to click on a link or urge you to update your account, ding, the bell should go off. Scammer calling. As a general rule, you never trust a link in any email. You should type in your own URL or not provided links or call a phone number.
Or don't even mess with it.
Yeah, don't mess with it. Authentic emails from the card issuers will address you by name. Dear Alan, include some specific reference to your card number. I get a lot of emails with the last four digits of at least a dozen of my credit cards. But as long as those numbers are there, you're feeling a little more comfortable. Those from PayPal, eBay, or other businesses will also include your name. Emails vaguely addressed to dear cardholder or customer or member or account holder, run for the hills. Even if the email does include your name, don't trust it unless you've previously provided your email address to that business. Be suspicious of phone calls or text messages supposedly from card issuers about EMV cards. These could be phishing attempts aiming to glean account and personal information. As we've said 100 times before, don't do it on the phone. Don't do it through a link. Call the number on your card. Call the number provided. There are ways to protect yourself.
We just received the new card with the chip in it, and it came in the mail. And the card was in the envelope.
Yes.
And there was an 800 number to call and activate the card.
Those
are the normal operating procedures with the credit card companies. If you're getting an email that says, oh, we've messed up or slipped up or whatever, pay no attention to
it. You know, we've talked about the gas scammers. It's $2 a gallon in some places now.
Yeah.
This morning when I filled up on the way in, there was a little piece of red tape around the card slide, and I smiled and I said, good, nobody there. I'm safe.
That's right.
Those gas card skimmers are still being installed and still stealing your data. So watch your step when you fill up with gas. And next week we'll have some more
hammer.
Skimmers.
Hey, you know what? We're going to have to change the hammer to a ball peen hammer.
I don't know about that, Alan.
Do you know what a ball peen hammer is?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've got one in my car.
Think about railroad tracks, computer hackers' fingers, and a ball peen hammer.
We're going too far with this. Stay tuned next week for more Hammer the Scammers on Reach Radio.
Okay.
The house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay. I have some good news about it. I got two cats in the yard.
The Home of the Week. The Reach Home of the Week that we've been promoting for the past couple of weeks.
Right.
It's probably still up on the website. Has been sold.
Ta-da-da! Yay!
We have another homeowner.
See how that works? Another happy Reach homeowner. All right. Well, it's time to get into our house. And that means that Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is hanging on the line. Carlton, how are you today?
Feeling a little scared, Al.
Why, you were listening to the scammer segment?
No, there's all these ghosts and goblins running around.
Ooh, yes, it's Halloween. All right, let me ask you, what in the heck is a mathophobiac?
I don't know, you tell me.
I believe that someone who has a fear of dust.
Yes.
Oh, come on. I have an ex-wife like that, and she says it's dust, but I'm having my doubts. All right, so what's the deal with dust other than your air conditioner filters?
Well, that's one of the ways you're going to be able to, help filter that out. But you can get little critters in there called dust mites. Ooh, they're creepy if you get into the discussion of that.
Dust mites, M-I-T-E?
Yep.
Woo, and what are they?
They're little microscopic-looking little guys that like to sleep with us at night and hang out on our pillows and eat our shedding skin. And one little mite can lay about 2,000 eggs in about a 10 or 5 week cycle.
Ouch. Whoa. Now I'm an emathophobiac.
Well, they're ugly, too. They kind of look like a cross between a crab and a flea.
Oh. Yeah, with a little tick mix in there somehow, too.
Hey, who?
Yeah, and they're nasty little critters. There's not a lot we can do. It's just part of the circle. But we can help limit them by trying to get a good air filter in the air conditioning unit.
Sure, because that circulates everything through your home. Everything has to pass through the air filter. It's like the liver of your house, I think. Ooh.
Yep.
That was a bad analogy. It's a liver. Well, it cleans up the air. Now, there's a bunch of different filters that you can get, but how often should we replace the filter, or does it depend on which filter you use?
On what filter you use. Some people have reusable filters that you take outside and you rinse out.
Right.
They're not real good. You need to do those very, very often.
Those are the big, thick green. They're like about an inch thick, and they're green. It looks like it's all fibered up, right? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah,
permanent reusable filter. You take it out, you run a hose through it, and it cleans it off. But do they work very well, Carlton?
I don't believe they do. And I thought that some of these higher priced filters that were kind of a marketing ploy, but I ran into a guy that his whole life revolves around air conditioning filters, and he said, "Let me break it down simple to you." He said, "How big do you think a piece of dust can be?" I said, "Well, it's microscopic."
Micro, yeah.
He said, absolutely. He goes, "You know what this is? It looks like black pepper." He said, "Yep, same stuff on your table." He said, "This is your filter with is your permanent reusable filter. This is ground up pepper." And he shook it over it, and it went right through.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Wow. So that's not going to stop the little mites that you were talking about. Doesn't even sound like it's going to stop dust.
Yeah, common sense is probably not a lot going to get through, be able to be stopped by that. You get into the, bigger filters that are, a little more money, you're probably going to get what you pay for. I personally use some of the more expensive filters. I have bad allergies, as you know, Al.
Oh, that's right. You do. Achoo!
One thing I'm most allergic to is you, but that's a topic for another day. I also have asthma as well, and the dust mites contribute to wheezing and asthma. So I have to be very careful as to, what I do for myself. And we use the ones that you can change out, it says, every 3 months.
Right.
And we still actually do it about every 30 to 45 days, just to try and stay on top of my allergy.
Right. Now, those filters, I've seen those. We use those, too. They're about 16 or 18 bucks a piece. Is that about the going price?
Yeah, and if you can buy them in the 3-packs, it works out to be cheaper, and you're going to buy them anyway.
Exactly. Exactly.
Try to save a little money there if you can.
And they do work. Is there anything, Carlton, is this a good idea to put something inside the return air container of your air conditioner, like something that could eliminate bugs? Of course, you're sending that through your house, through your whole house. I mean, sometimes we burn little incense and we put it in the return air and it sucks it through there and it makes the whole house smell good. But what about?
Yeah, don't want to do any kind of pesticides that way.
Not a good idea.
No, bad idea. Unless the X is in there and you're not, but you know, but you know, anything to do with the pest control or you know, pesticide, just always refer to the label. The label is the law.
There you go.
And I've read a lot of labels, and it never said anything about putting it through an air conditioning system. So I'm going to give that a big fat heck.
Well, it just seems like the easy thing to do. So change the filters about every 3 months, maybe 45 days. Get the good filters and don't play around with the junk, right?
That's right.
You are the man, brother. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it, and we'll check with you on the next go-around there.
All right.
When we return, want a new home? We have some. Interest rates are still incredibly low. You just heard Steve say 3%. Come on. And if you're a vet, we would like to thank you for your service. Welcome to 100% Home Financing. Stay tuned.
Ain't got no home. I know we'll play it wrong. Ain't got no home. I know we'll play it wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder, our show producer, wishing you a happy, happy, happy Halloween. Ooh, we'd also like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. And just a reminder, next Saturday, November the 7th in Belglade, Florida, check out the annual Community Appreciation Day. It kicks off at about 10 a.m., wrapping up at 2 p.m. The good folks at 12th Street Ministries are picking up the tab for the grilled or jerk chicken. They have live DJs, kids' activities. You may sign up for their toy drive and register for the food pantry program. It's all in hopes to help out the community and those that live in the Belglade area, but that doesn't stop you from taking a ride over there and checking out the activities and get in front of all the good things. And, of course, no charge for you, and Reach counselors will be on hand. Helping you out with your housing situation, and also qualified vets. You need to check that out.
Yeah, it's all about bringing the community to get together and having some fun, getting to know each other, and learning something at the same time. So if you live in Belglade or Pahokee or South Bay or anywhere around the lake, this is something you'll enjoy.
And I think our signal just about makes it out there, mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm. And how cool is that?
Well, on iHeartRadio, it's all over the world.
Wake up, America. And happy Halloween. Hey, thanks for checking in with us. Now, I have a little message here for you if you are a potential home buyer. Excuse me. Where we are here. It's a message for future homeowners. You know, and if you're planning to use FHA or HUD or other government assistance programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance. Remember, we talked about that earlier. If you want to qualify for the financing programs, you have to take that first-time homebuyers class. And that will qualify you for big discounts from the banks. Remember, folks, Reach is a qualified, more than qualified, we are a HUD-approved
agency. The course
agency.
Has been approved. And
exactly. And once you take that course, you are ready to go. Reach also offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that teaches you how to deal with real credit issues and getting you back on a sound credit track. Reach also provides free foreclosure and modification counseling, free mm-hmm. of charge. You know why it's free? because the law says it has to be free.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and when you see all those folks out there going, hey, we can refi and we can modify this and that, mm-hmm. and just here's the fee. Wrong, wrong, wrong. The government says you cannot charge to do that.
Wow.
It is free of charge. Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every day. REACH counselors know what the banks need before they even ask. That's because REACH works with the government agencies that make the rules. Hello, HUD-approved housing counselors. That's us. Call the trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for many of the government assistance programs available to you. The toll-free number for REACH, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss out. REACH out. Okay, that gets us right up to the Spotlight Home of the Week, and that's brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000. You can call her personally. That's her cell phone number. Call her right now, 561-351-8000. Tell her that you're looking for that housing bundle. We'll get you into a home that will become a house that will become your home. Mm-hmm. That's what we say. So I can tell you that this package has a down payment assistance clause, along with some mortgage payment assistance clauses. And I think Pat will probably throw in a Santa Claus if you if you ask her. You just give her a call, and she will be happy to help you out. That's Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. 561-351-8000, just in case you get tired of zeros. And I don't think Pat speaks in Creole, but give her a call anyway, and she'll get you into the right person.
She'll put you on to somebody who does speak Creole. Mm-hmm. Renee Farrell speaks Creole.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's one. Renee's one of the counselors there. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have just about every language covered there, I mm-hmm. believe. So if you're looking for a home, where do you got it?
We have a lot of people that speak Spanish. Yep. If you want Igpe Atenlay, you can talk to me.
Well, I love it. Hey, listen, don't forget, let me get this out here. Again, the 12th Street Ministries Group over in Belglade are holding their annual Community Appreciation Day. And I think you ought to ride on over. It's November the 7th. Don't go now. Wait until next Saturday, November the 7th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's in the main parking lot at 601 Southeast 12th Street in Belglade, Florida. I think they've got about 200 pounds of grilled or jerk chicken that they're bringing out for food. They have a clothing drive going on where you could pick and choose if you are in that position where you might need some extra clothing at no charge. They have a choice food pantry registration. Get on the food list. You need some food. That's what the churches used to do.
Yep.
And I'm glad to see 12th Street Ministry Group is picking up yep. on that.
Basically a big block party for everybody in the Glades.
And that's Pastor Leonard out there. If you want to give him a call for more information, it's 561-293-3230. Again, 561-293-3230. Ask for Pastor Leonard there, and he will get you hooked up. They also have family consultants out there. And like I said earlier, the REACH counselors mm-hmm. will be there to help you out. And they also have a Toys for Tots registry program out there. If you'd want to make sure that your child has a decent Christmas, then they can help you out there, too.
REACH put two veterans in homes in the Glades in the past month.
That's outstanding. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, REACH. Well, that's about all the time left to us today. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. And remember, like we just said, November the 7th in Belglade, check out the annual Communication Appreciation Day over in Belglade there. I think, what was that address again? 601 Southeast 12th Street in Belglade. Hey, check us next week because Santa Claus is going to be here.
Really?
And he's got some cool things to give to everyone listening.
I know made wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.